Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Aditya Shukla, and today we will be discussing on key takeaways from Prime Minister's inaugural address at India AI Impact Summit. We have with us Professor Subhumay Bhattacharji, Director, Center for Regulatory Governance, Jindal Global Law School. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Addressing representatives from over 100 countries, global leaders, innovators and youth, the Prime Minister outlined India's vision for human-centric, inclusive and responsible AI future.
इस समिट का भारत में होना भारत के साथ ही पूरे ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए गर्व का विषय है। इस समिट में AI जगत के who's who यहां पर मौजूद है। दुनिया के 100 से ज्यादा देशों का रिप्रेजेंटेशन, दुनिया के कोने-कोने से यहां आए महानुभाव इसकी सफलता को नई ऊंचाई पर ले जा रहे हैं।
In today's discussion, we take a closer look at the key highlights of the Prime Minister's address and what they mean for India and the world. So, Subhumay, Prime Minister Narendra Modi described artificial intelligence as a civilizational turning point. How would you explain this?
This is actually a very significant point. When we say civilizational turning point, we need to understand the context in which is coming here. There is a lot of work that we are talking about in terms of what companies will do, what will be the best bets for us going ahead. The important thing to realize is, as the Prime Minister is pointing out, that there has to be an understanding that human beings and AI can only extract the best from each other if we keep what he's saying, that there should be an open sky. In fact, the word that he said is we must give AI an open sky. Allow for that open sky and yet keep the command in our hands needs a huge change in the way countries handle AI. You know, you can't have sort of AI being developed as a model by one country and then being exported to another country without these safeguards. What will happen is that every country will develop AIs which do not speak to each other, which are often at cross purposes and so on and so forth. That must not be allowed to happen. So technology, as he says, must be democratized. And to do that, countries have to come together. The direction, therefore, in which we take AI will then be set by the global humanity. That will be the future that we shall be happy about, rather than a confrontational AI landscape or a worldscape. So this is what he called the civilizational change that he is talking about and he is pushing for.
Let's listen to the Prime Minister.
Asli prashna ye nahi ki bhavishya mein artificial intelligence kya kar sakti hai. Prashna ye hai ki vartaman mein hum artificial intelligence ke saath kya karte hain. Aise prashna manavta ke samne pehle bhi aaye hain. Sabse sasakt udaharan hai nuclear power. Humne uska destruction bhi dekha hai aur सकारात्मक कंट्रीब्यूशन भी देखा है. एआई भी एक ट्रांसफॉर्मेटिव पावर है. दिशाहीन हुई तो डिसरप्शन, सही दिशा मिली तो सॉल्यूशन. एआई को मशीन सेंट्रिक से ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक कैसे बनाएं, संवेदनशील और उत्तरदायी कैसे बनाएं, यही इस ग्लोबल एआई इंपैक्ट समिट का मूल उद्देश्य है.
So, Prime Minister emphasized that AI must be human-centric rather than machine-centric. How would you explain this?
AI is much more than a facility. It is something which human beings are building as something which will almost compete with humans. But when that sort of a change is coming across, then obviously you cannot say that that capacity will remain concentrated only in machines, because it will be there all around us. We will be living in an AI created universe. So if you are living in an AI created universe, then obviously AI is not machine. AI is therefore a something that pervades our entire universe. In fact, to some extent, we get directed by it. That's a very different thing from just having AI as something which comes out in from a computer. It doesn't constrain a computer. It is about a way of life where there has to be understanding that AI will be, as I said, handling many of our things in our lives. AI might be deciding how we have medical technology. AI will be deciding how we run our transport systems. AI will be deciding how we run our cities. Now, it will not be doing that by just sitting in machines. It will actually be part of our network. For instance, if a train is running, and the train is being not only being run by a machine, which is ensuring that it runs at a particular speed, but the train route and everything within that train is being handled by AI, then obviously we, the passengers and anybody who's using that service, are part of that AI universe. And there'll be lots more. We are talking about AI-related working system, AI-developed human beings' systems. So all sorts of things will be happening. And what I should say, the opportunities are just expanding. Given that sort of a system, given that sort of a thing, obviously it's not a machine thing. So then, therefore, all of the issues about how to ensure that that enveloping system becomes of use to us rather than it using us becomes very significant.
Exactly. The AI would be acting as a facilitator, but the control will be in the hands of humans only. Prime Minister in his address also said that India is the center of tech talent pool. Let's listen to the Prime Minister first and then your comment on it.
Ye summit jis Bharat mein ho rahi hai, wo Bharat 1/6 of humanity ko represent karta hai. Bharat duniya ki sabse badi yuva abadi ka desh hai. सबसे बड़े टेक टैलेंट पूल का केंद्र है सबसे बड़े टेक एनेबल्ड इकोसिस्टम का उदाहरण है
सो प्राइम मिनिस्टर डिस्क्राइब्ड इंडिया एज अ टेक एनेबल्ड इकोसिस्टम इट इज द वर्ल्ड्स लार्जेस्ट और वी कैन से द बिगेस्ट टैलेंट पूल वी आर हैविंग सो आई वुड लाइक टू हैव योर कमेंट ऑन इट सर
वी हैव द वर्ल्ड्स लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी वी हैव द यंगेस्ट पॉपुलेशन नाउ इट्स ऑल्सो बीन सीन इन सिविल सर्वेज दैट Indians are much more interested and excited about the possibilities from AI than, say, countries of Europe, even America, and lots of other countries. So that gives us a big advantage in trying to create an AI system that helps this young population to create opportunities for themselves. How those will happen, we are already getting to see quite a few of those. The challenge is to create more opportunities for them, give them more chances to create more opportunities. At the same time, that would mean creating skill sets, training systems, which can harness their ability and also sensitize them about advantages and risks of AI. So altogether, that is where India would be moving on. I mean, we can't have a large pool of young people sitting unemployed while AI takes over. I mean, that's such a huge wastage of human possibilities. So obviously, this is something that is being thought through and will be one of the biggest government policy challenge in the years going ahead.
And a major highlight of the Prime Minister's address was the Manav Vision for AI. Let's listen to the Prime Minister.
Aaj New Delhi AI Impact Summit mein AI ke liye MANAV 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 Vision prastut karta hu. Manav ka arth hota hai human aur Manav Vision kehta hai M Moral and Ethical Systems yani AI ethical guidance par aadharit ho. A Accountable Governance yani Transparent rules, robust oversight, and national sovereignty, yani jiska data, uska adhikar. A, accessible and inclusive, yani AI monopoly nahi, multiplier bane. B, valid and legitimate, yani AI lawful or verifiable ho. Bharat ka ये मानव विजन 21वीं सदी की एआई आधारित दुनिया में मानवता के कल्याण की अहम कड़ी बनेगा
सो मानव स्टैंड्स फॉर मोरल एंड एथिकल सिस्टम्स अकाउंटेबल गवर्नेंस नेशनल सोवरेनिटी एक्सेसिबल एंड इंक्लूसिव एआई एंड वैलिड एंड लेजिटिमेट सिस्टम्स सो आई वुड लाइक टू हैव योर व्यू ऑन दिस एस्पेक्ट हाउ इंडिया इज focusing on the responsible AI that the world should be having.
And that's a very important acronym that he has coined, the MANAV. Because a lot of the challenge that is being faced or is being talked about is the fact that AI is standing against manav or humanity, which is a disastrous way of looking at the entire development in AI. What we have to look at is that this is possibility which has to be harnessed, but as he said, with the moral and ethical systems, with accountable governance, that means transparent rules, and obviously that would mean very clear space for oversight, space for the human beings to decide how AI would be expanding and blooming. So that means taking certain fields, not taking certain fields, setting more focus on certain areas. The fact that he said in nuclear energy, we looked at nuclear energy for using in power or for locomotion, but not nuclear energy to be released unguarded and to create a destruction of cities and habitation civilizations on a catastrophic scale. We have to be able to create that balance. But who and what creates? For instance, is it something in which a governance system of countries have to come together to create a new benchmark for governance of AI? As of now, those have not been thought through. Does it mean that the present system of governance has to be something more than what the United Nations system is? So that would mean that there has to be, it has to be valid, it has to be legitimate. And obviously there is a question of inclusiveness, that it should be something which should benefit all the people, which is actually starting to show in India. So that those are all the aspects that need to be embedded in the policy space.
Prime Minister also said that we must develop a collective resolve for AI for global common good. So what does he mean when he said this?
As I said, the global common good is very important because, after all, if countries share what they are learning from AI, if developers are told that whatever you develop from the common data that you are harnessing from everybody, that common data has to be shared. The fruits of the benefit has to be shared, just as people are taking care of the risks from the AI. Then in that case, it's very important that certain standards or certain benchmarks are set. Once you set those benchmarks, then it already becomes a common good. Let's put it this way. A park takes a lot of effort to build, but because it takes effort to build, because it takes money to build, it cannot necessarily mean that somebody who has developed the park should have exclusive access to the park. The park has to be then shared among people, has to be made accessible to people. These are very important things to remember in the entire AI universe. If that is done, then yes, it becomes a common good. It becomes something that people will have to be part of. Otherwise, there'll be disruptions. You know, the park will get vandalized. The park will be protected rather than be a space where families, children, older people all come to enjoy the open space. So that's the model that he's talking about.
So for the first time, the summit has been organized in a country of Global South. So Prime Minister also talked about this in his address. He called for a democratizing AI, especially for the Global South. Why is this aspect very significant for developing countries?
Basically, what we are seeing is that it is the Global South from where the data is coming, from where the information is coming, from where lots of application users are coming. Again, in answer to your last question, when you say that the world needs to be part of the development, then obviously the Global South becomes important. It can't just be something, a technology which is built by one country and sold to other countries. It's not a buying and selling sort of a phenomena. That cannot be the basis on which AI will develop. It has to be agreed that these are common resources of the world, which needs to be pooled in.
How do you see the landscape of AI in India? Like, we have billion population and we have a talent pool, like Prime Minister has also mentioned in his speech today. So how do you see India in the AI scenario right now and in the coming days?
Actually, this is a point in which it would mean that the government will have to play a less and less of a role and let the developers, the young population that we're talking about, watch and get more attention and get more space. The more that we allow countries' native ability, our country's ability to develop new products, new applications. Some days ago, government had talked about the fact that application AI rather than generative AI will be where India will be doing a very major role, which means that the foundational models may happen, may not happen. I mean, that's something that is to be looked at. But the application models of AI and where AI would be used will be looked at very carefully, are some things on which India can do a world of good. And already there are some very interesting tie-ups happening during the India AI Summit. So all of those would create the possibilities for us to bring and make our presence felt. And that's what the world also believes. And they think that, yes, that's how we shall be able to make India's presence felt in this world.
Thank you so much, sir, for connecting with the Akashvani News and giving your insights on the subject. Thank you so much. Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.